Current News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. It could be a record-setting holiday travel season, according to AAA. Traveler Heidi Nevitt says she was pleasantly surprised at Tampa International Airport.
It's not as bad as I thought, you know, from all the newscasting and the airport travel and all that. Although when I left Cincinnati, the line for check-in, it was long. So whether people are traveling, you know, days earlier to get to their destinations, but it hasn't been bad. It has not been bad.
More than 115 million Americans are expected to be on the move over the holidays. No white Christmas this year for most of the country, but in Guilford, New Hampshire, there's just enough snow around for snowboarder Ryan Sloan and his friends to have a good time.
The conditions are actually pretty good. When you get up to the top, the trails are pretty decent. There's some rocky spots and areas, some icy spots, but overall pretty good.
Plenty of snow this year in Alaska. Anchorage could break its Christmas Day 1994 record of 30 inches. Chinese state media say the strong earthquake that hit northwest China this week killed at least 148 people and caused a lot of damage to the economy.
State broadcaster CCTV reports officials in Gansu conducted preliminary assessments that showed the province's agricultural and fisheries industries have lost 532 million yen, about $74.6 million. Authorities are considering the best use of a relief fund set up days before for the agricultural sector to resume production as soon as possible. Meanwhile, CGTN, the Chinese State Broadcasters International arm, says the first batch of 500 temporary housing units had been built for residents near Gansu on Friday night. Many had spent the night in shelters as temperatures plunged well below freezing. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And this is SRN News. A new poll asked people of faith about the southern border. Here's Michael Harrington with the results.
The Public Religion Research Institute reports that white evangelical Protestants are the most likely to support the use of physical deterrence to keep illegal immigrants from entering the U.S. 74% like the idea. 58% of white mainline Protestants and 56% of white Catholics agree. By contrast, only one-third of religiously non-affiliated people favor physical barriers, followed by 25% of black Protestants. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A growing number of public school teachers have been caught moonlighting in adult businesses, and courts may soon have to decide whether school systems are allowed to fire them for doing that. Two Missouri high school English teachers were recently caught on OnlyFans. Critics point out that it would be possible for the teachers' very own students to view them on that website, as well as others. This is SRN News. The British government has announced plans to charge a carbon levy on imported raw materials such as aluminum, iron, steel, and cement from 2027.
It's an attempt to prevent firms from being undercut by overseas producers. However, the plan has come under criticism from the body representing British Steel as being too sluggish. The group says it'll come into effect 1 year after similar proposals from the European Union are implemented.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Germany's central bank says the country's economy is likely to shrink again slightly in the current fourth quarter. The Bundesbank said in its monthly report that, quote, real gross domestic product in Germany is likely to decline again slightly in the fourth quarter as a result of weak performances in industry and construction. Meanwhile, a survey showed business confidence in Europe's biggest economy in Germany is also retreating unexpectedly. More details at srnnews.com.